Hallelujah. Good morning. Today the Armenian Church invites us to reflect and to read the story of unjust steward. The story is about a steward who is in charge of real estate. Now it happens that this steward loses his trust, and the landlord, whose properties he was managing, no longer trusts him. Now trust is something it takes years to build, and then you lose it in a split second. Vստահությունը շատ երկար ժամանակ ուզեր ու մինչև մեկումը հետ ունենաս, բայց վստահությունը նաև կրնաս մեկ վայրկյանի մեջ կորցնել. So his boss, the landlord, invites him, calls a meeting and tells him, give me your account. Show me your books. Show me your numbers and give me an explanation. Because I hear you are stealing, you are giving away my property and violating the terms of service by which I hired you to manage my wealth and my property. What does this man do? Ինչ կնայս մարդը. He is about to lose his job. From the story we know, this is the only thing he is comfortable doing and making money with. Ինչ կնայս մարդը. He realizes that he needs friends. Կհասկանա, որ ընկերներու պետք ունեն. In this story, there is something profound. There is something each one of us can relate to, can connect. We need friends. The entire world needs a friend. Now, who is a friend? Who is your friend? What are the qualities of a friend and friendship we are searching and we are looking for? Is it somebody who is always there to listen to us? Is it somebody who always has time? Is it someone who is ready to help us? For a minute, think about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and also the ultimate friend. And imagine how he fits into your criteria of friend and friendship. Who gave his own life for us? Who sacrificed everything they have for us? Who at any given moment, despite what we feel, despite what we are feeling, can connect to us, can relate to our situation, and can give us strength, can lift us up. Today, with sadness, we watch and witness as the world around us, as our daily, ordinary life is suddenly taken away. All sense of safety and security from our lives, from our friends' lives, from the lives of our families, children, neighbors, is suddenly taken away. We are not sure what to expect. We don't know how bad the situation with this virus is going to get. The governments and the states, the heads of the state, issue grim and dark statistics and charts much, much faster than we can read and digest them. So what do we do? Who do we turn to? Who is giving to help us restore our peace, the peace that we lost, the peace that is so hard to regain, to find again? Week after week, Amir Shabbat, Mer Geretzik, Geretzinere Gertan, week after week, we go to our beautiful churches, sanctuaries, and we pray. We pray about trusting. We pray about how much we trust God. We pray and we sing about our trust, this deep trust we have towards God. And it is quite easy to do so when everything around us is normal, ordinary. But in times when the media, the social media, and our friends are all appears to be panicking, it's really hard to stop and to really trust God. And to say that, yes, the situation is horrible, but God is going to watch over me, my family, in this world. In the Bible, we read this sentence, do not be anxious about anything. Think for a moment. Don't be anxious about anything. Who makes such a claim? Who can give us such a warranty, such a protection, such an assurance? Don't worry, don't be anxious about nothing at all. Not the cancer, not the virus, not accident, nothing. No, don't be anxious about nothing. I think these are words of a friend. This is something a friend would tell. This is somebody who deeply cares. This is someone who loves us, who wants to help, and also has the power to help, regardless how bad is the situation. Despite the grim and dark statistics and outlook, he's going to grab our hand and pull us up out of the situation we are dealing with. Certainly, every friend is a blessing from God. But there is really only one friend in this world who can truly give us permanent peace. Peace that is not merely an emotion. But again, as Apostle Paul describes it, it transcends, it goes beyond all imagination, all human imagination. It guards our hearts and minds. These are precise words of St. Paul. He describes peace. In our divine liturgy, 100+ times, we mention this word. There is no other church in this world that 110 times every Sunday talks about peace. Chagavutyun. Why Armenians are so in love with this word? Peace. Chagavutyun. 110 times and more. The priest, the choir, the deacons will mention this concept. Chagavutyun. Peace. And it is not an ordinary emotion. It is precisely the peace of St. Paul that we are referring to. A state of mind and soul and body that is coming directly from God. And it transcends all explanation, understanding, and it guards us, helps us. My dear brothers and sisters, today and every day, while this fear dominates our lives, let us remember these words. Do not be anxious about anything. Let us pray for the peace that guards our minds and hearts. and ask our Lord to protect us and to give this world His friendship and His